Good evening, AudioView. I am standing here in the Mark Rogers kitchen with election coverage playing in the background. We're trying to open a bottle of beer here. It's a slightly oversized bottle of Hoegaarden. It's not... We have the... are you going back to that funny capping device?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to...
Ooh, it's fizzing.
It is fizzing. Unfortunately, there's no way to... it's now going all over the place. And it's not off enough that I can actually tear the thing off.
Do you think it's off enough that we could pour it?
No.
Even if we turned it upside down? We've already tried using various opening devices, a normal sort of opener, an opener from a cracker, a sort of clever device that you hit it and it takes it off. Except we hit it and it didn't take it off. Mark's trying a kitchen knife.
We're just basically losing beer while trying to...
Well, let's try pouring it.
I don't think... It's not coming out anymore, it's just stopped.
But that was just gas, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, but I don't think there's enough...
Mark, don't go and cut your hand off, please.
This isn't a kitchen
knife. I really don't want to have to watch election coverage from Casualty. Oh, and it'd be a shame to lose your hand.
But can you imagine the kind of looks we'll get when two of us go into Casualty and say that I cut my hand off while opening a bottle of beer,
So true.
I mean, we could literally take disabled rights back 50 years right there.
It's true. Right, whatever. Where's your cutlery drawer? Let's see what other tools you have.
To your left, yes.
Over here.
Yes. We have scissors. Of cigarettes.
Cigarette? Why have you got cigarettes?
Because I got given them by mistake by Tesco.
Tesco accidentally gave you cigarettes.
As bad
How does this happen?
As bad as
does that not take disabled rights back 50 years?
As bad as that's not that likely true. Basically, if you get a smaller amount of somebody else's shopping,
yeah.
It's not worth them coming and working out whose bags got mixed up. So I tried to kind of give it back and they're like, don't worry, just have the free cigarettes.
Could we hold a cigarette under the or next to the cap
and burn the cap off? I don't think that's gonna work.
Let me try these. Try the levering with the scissors.
Okay. I'll just take this off a minute.
If you can.
Right, there you go.
Have you destroyed it?
No, it's still. I say it's still working. I don't know because I haven't actually tried opening any other beer with it.
And it's now 3 o'clock in the morning and half the results have come in. And we don't know what any of them are.
You're lucky because look at the entertainment I play on.
I'm impressed. I have to say, I mean, this cap still feels quite firm.
Right, well, you know that it does work because it's opened the bottle of, Wonderful. Oh, what a surprise. Labour have won both Sunderland seats.
Do we think this tells us anything about the results? But probably not, but they'll go and talk about it for the next half an hour as if it does.
Only that they probably don't bother recounting votes in Sunderland.
Well, no, absolutely. It's probably a... it would rather ruin their record, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What's happened to the Lib Dem vote there? What was it before?
I haven't said yet. Labour defending 6-7-2-5 majority.
Okay.
Has Right, hang on. It's gone up for Labour. Majority's gone up to 11,000.
Ooh, quite significantly.
So, basically not a good result to do with that. Because I'm guessing they were third in that.
Yeah, presumably.
Behind the Greens.
You need something harder.
But the Greens were clever enough to choose a candidate called Featherstone, so maybe... An incumbent added to a majority, and that's going to be good news for her. Is it worth trying the electronic corkscrew and seeing what it does? Because I'm guessing
Totally for the comedic value.
I'm guessing it can do that. Oh, that'll be the problem.
What's that?
It can't. It doesn't fit on. So it's wider than usual, which is a problem.
You've got a lot of sense.
Yes.
These ones are pointiest, and these ones are hardest.
Right.
Oh, you got the bottom.
Oh, hang on. Do you want the
bottom? Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It's barely indent at the top of this, you know. Despite everything.
But it's not a great
big one. It's not just that they project well, of course, there, but also big career success. This is a recipe for disaster, but one is the thing, can I stab my hand instead?
That would be quite a long way down. Well, yeah, that's.
It's indenting a little bit. If I get going all night, we might get there.
There is that. We could just use the thing here we've got open. I mean, I know it's not open, but it does have the distinct
advantage of being open,
yeah. This might be even more fun at 3 in the morning when we're both
I think your neighbours might appreciate it less
though. See, the walls are quite thick.
Have you got anything like a blowtorch?
Yeah, because I keep a blowtorch in my kitchen just in case I do cambalay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You're going to get wet if this goes on, don't
you? It's not going to go on, really.
It's getting
lower.
I'm getting dense. It is. All we need is one hole. All we need is a miracle.
Well, I do admire your persistence.
Sorry?
I do admire your persistence. I think it was Michael McCallum.
Okay, of
course. So basically, the Lib Dems have completely imploded.
Sort of collapse, yes.
Nobody else has really gone up that much. So it does seem that actually they're splitting their votes between... Hey, we got the hole!
Have we?
Well, we've got two holes, actually. So you're putting your one to...
So you need to widen it out a bit.
Or aim for the middle bit, so you get one hole. This is going to taste very metallic. Surely if we get a big enough hole, we can then...
Yeah, just pour it through the hole.
Well, A, we can actually get the top off, because there won't be that much of the top left to get off.
That's true, although I think we can pour it through the hole again.
Hey, you want that. Oh,
here it
comes. Hey. Well done.
Yeah, let's just pour it from that.
Yep.
Cool. You need a little faith.
Bang, 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 bang. bang, bang. It's true, it worked.
Now, if you lose any beer whilst pouring, there'll be trouble.
Right, there you go. There's your half pint.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You might get some more this time, mate. Remember, you put your phone up in my...
I'm going to grab it now.
Yeah, there you
Take
go.
Take a picture at the top of the bottle.
I will use the wine glass. No, I won't. I will use my coffee mug.
He's got everything you could possibly ever want in this kitchen. Unfortunately, just one of each.
Well, no, I got one pint glass. How many pint glasses do you have in your kitchen?
One, actually. A night of drama in Thanet. I wonder if those words have ever been used before.
Only in riots, I would assume. Is that wrong?
Possibly.
You want a bit more?